My biggest goal right now is to make it to 35. I turn 30 in August. And if by getting, by being able to take AZT, I'm able to see 35, terrific. I want it.
This past week, the Food and Drug Administration announced which AIDS patients will be eligible for the experimental drug AZT. The drug is not a cure, but it is the only drug so far that has extended the lives of people with AIDS. NPR's Richard Harris reports that victims of AIDS are remarkably realistic about what AZT can and cannot do.
Gay Men's Health Crisis Hotline.
That's wonderful. But that is
five people are answering phones in a smoke-filled room here at the Gay Men's Health Crisis Hotline in New York City. The room is very small but modern, and the volunteers are businesslike when they talk on the phone, but relaxed, joking between calls. Those moments are rare since the calls come in constantly. Volunteer Griffin Gold takes a call from a man whose girlfriend, an IV drug user, has symptoms of AIDS. Another caller wants to know how AIDS is spread. Griffin says that in the past few weeks, there's been a new question on the hotline. People want to know about the new drug, AZT.
People are very anxious. They're very excited because there is a lot of hope. On the other hand, there are a lot of questions.
They all have questions, he says. They ask me who will get AZT and how to get it. But their excitement is tempered with realism. After all, Griffin says, there have been a lot of false alarms, big announcements about new drugs. People drove to Mexico for those drugs or flew to Paris, but the drugs didn't work and the excitement fizzled. Griffin pauses for a second. People know this one is different, he says. They know the drug helps. As Griffin is talking, Archie Harrison comes to the door. We have an appointment to talk to Archie about AIDS and AZT.
It's 5 years now since AIDS was identified, and there's been nothing. Now we have this ray of hope, and it's kind of like the beginning of the end of this being a deadly disease.
Archie's tall, blonde hair, and his eyes sparkle. He's handsome, an actor. He has AIDS, but he looks strong and healthy today, and he knows he'll probably be eligible to take AZT. He's one of about 6,000 people who will get the drug.
I am going to be 32 in a week, and I'm really looking forward to that birthday more than the others. It's kind of like a little landmark. I set these things for myself anyway now. It's something that I've kind of taken on. Goals, I think, are very important for people with AIDS. My health is pretty good right now. It could be better, but I could be much worse. I could be like my friend. I could have trouble remembering from moment to moment what I've said or who I've seen. If I can stay where I am until they find a cure, that would be okay.
Archie says he knows AZT isn't a cure. He tells us about his friends with AIDS. There's a good grapevine, so word about AZT travels fast between New York and California.
See, I also had you scheduled for a visit today.
Right.
Okay, so we need to...
The AIDS clinic at San Francisco General Hospital is a remodeled floor in an old brick building. A receptionist faces the slow old elevators, and a lot of business and socializing takes place in the wide, long, busy hallway. People who come and go have nearly every complication of AIDS. People cough after a bout of pneumonia. People have the purple spots of the cancer Kaposi's sarcoma on their skin. People have tuberculosis, and some people walk with canes. They're weak, and they've lost a lot of weight. But some of these patients started taking AZT about 6 months ago. That's how doctors found out that AZT slows the disease in a certain group of patients, patients who have a pneumonia that's caused by a parasite called pneumocystis. Doctors don't know whether AZT will help any other AIDS patients because tests with those people aren't done yet. 140 people across the country got AZT in those experiments. Gary Starlipper began to feel better, and he's gaining weight.
So I just went out and bought pants a waist size larger than I ever have in my life. which is, you know, in the natural, what we call the natural history of this disease, doesn't usually happen.
Gary says AZT seems to have stopped the AIDS virus from spreading, but the virus is still in his body. My immune system, he says, hasn't improved, so he says I could get sick again. Some of the other people taking AZT had side effects like headaches, nausea, and anemia so severe they had to get blood transfusions. Gary's only had heartburn. Gary says, I've been on the drug 6 months, so there still could be some serious long-term problems I don't know about. But he says, I feel lucky.
You know, I don't care if 4 years from now, I'm walking down the street and my liver suddenly spontaneously flies out of my side. I will have had that 4 years, you know. I didn't expect to have. That's very optimistic, giving myself 4 years here. Maybe I should knock on wood again.
Are you calling from Washington, Maryland, or Virginia? Okay.
At the Whitman Walker Clinic in Washington, D.C., volunteers man the phone bank. One of them is a young man who is infected with AIDS virus. We'll call him Jim. We meet him in a classroom downstairs from the clinic. Jim eases into a desk chair and stretches out. He's thin, has short dark hair, long eyelashes, and delicate olive skin. Jim's in a category that's not quite AIDS. He has infections and he doesn't feel well. Doctors call this condition AIDS-related complex, ARC. And according to the guidelines, people like Jim won't get AZT. He thinks about that a lot.
Whether it's AIDS or ARC, whatever, wherever I am, I want to live as long as I can. And if it does, if the drug does what it's supposed to do, then I have a chance of living longer until they come with, hopefully, another breakthrough. Nobody wants to die. I'm 24 years old, and I certainly don't want to die by the time I'm maybe 27, 28. I mean, that's ridiculous. Right now, my feelings on the whole issue is like, I just have to wait and see. You know, it's like a waiting game. This whole game, the whole AIDS crisis is a waiting game. The drug is a waiting game, whether you're going to get it or not. Even if you do get it, then you're going to have to wait and see if it does anything, or you go ahead and get sick, or are you going to die? It's just a waiting game and trying to buy as much time as we can. Yeah. It's hard to say about my feelings if I don't get it. Am I going to be upset, or am I going to write nasty letters to the government? You know, it's like, I don't know. That's something I'll have to face when, if that happens, you know. But like I said, there are some people I would give my chance up for other people right now. By working here and dealing with AIDS people, I think those people deserve a chance first, you know. And maybe I should be selfish and think, well, you know, they're further along, they're going to die anyway, give it to me so I can live. But I just feel real sad to see some of these people. If you see what they go through, you know, with this disease, it's like you really feel for them. You wish you could do something for them. And I feel like if I had that chance to give it up for somebody else to possibly help them, I probably would.
Jim stands up and leaves the room slowly. There may be a time when more sick people, maybe even people like Jim, will get AZT. Scientists are studying the drug to find out if there's any chance it will help people in the early stages of the disease. This is Richard Harris reporting.